Hello, board game fans. Welcome to episode 22 of the Felix Board Game Show. So during the times of the coronavirus and quarantine, you most probably cannot see your friend physically in order to do a board game night or to meet and play pools or go to a bar or go to a park or just go out of the apartment. Hence, I would like to introduce you to something that I did the first time 2 days ago. A virtual board game night, and I'm going to show you how you can organize one yourself.
Welcome to the Felix Board Game Show, exploring the best tabletop games for any audience. Party games, two-player games, co-op play, and fun competition. Whether you're newly discovering or a seasoned pro ready for advanced strategies on old school classics, your host, Felix Mutt, has thoughts and picks that are great for anyone looking to play more games. So play along. This is the Felix Board Game Show.
So in this episode, I'll share my experience about the virtual board game night I had on Thursday with some friends. And I'll also show you how you can organize a virtual board game night for your friends. So we use the platform boardgamearena.com. So like board game, then arena, and .com. So where you can play with your friends, it's on the website, they say that they are the largest community of virtual board game players. So they have 175 games. They have many, many games which you can play. You can add your friends, and then you can, play the board games that you like among your friends. They also have a chat function, but so that's nice. You can chat, but we used it in combination with Discord. So DISCORD, which is a common app to do voice calls over with. So you can chat, voice call, and with a voice call, it's actually more fun. So, you know, you can talk to your friends while playing, and it's not quite a board game, but it feels quite close. It's fun. You can play the board games without problem, and you can also, you know, chat, catch up with your friends, and have a good time. So among these board games that you can try out, there's Seven Wonders, which we played 4 times in that board game night. So we played only Seven Wonders, and it's very well done. There's no problem. It indicates you even how many victory points each player has, how many coins, which cards the player has. So it's very well designed, this one. Other board games include Carcassonne, Race to the Galaxy, Through the Ages, Saboteur, Sushi Go, Love Letter, Cold Express, Lost Cities, Elvenland, Niagara, or Jaipur. Or other classic games such as Yahtzee, French Belote, or French Tarot, or Toc. So, on this platform, there are supposed to be 2 million people who have accounts. The free account restricts the game you can use. You can play almost all games, unless some games are only for premium members. And it also, since with the because of the quarantine, they've had a huge spike in traffic. Hence, they had to restrict the gameplay on certain games, and you might not be able to connect to their servers during peak hours. Peak hours would be 5 to midnight in the EU, at least. However, I have good news for you. The premium account is just €4 a month, which is less than one beer in Paris. So if you want to, you know, do this board game night, I would strongly recommend you to get a premium account beforehand. And once everybody has a premium account, there's no connection problems. Or we didn't experience during our playthrough connection problems. And I think €4 for one night, you know, some people spend €50 or dollars in a club one night or on a bar. So €4 is really not that much. Plus, you can cancel anytime if you want. So we played Seven Wonders, and it was a lot of fun. And what's great about that, a game only lasted between 10 and 15 minutes. So the turns that we did were actually very quick. Because you And you can talk in between. You can talk about what strategies others are pursuing, or after the game, we sort of took 5 minutes and chatted what was each other's strategies. So that was interesting. And it took some time till all, we had six persons, so all six persons had a premium account, were connected, were ready to play. That can definitely take some time. So, you know, probably takes 20, 30 minutes just to get everybody set up, get everybody's credential, and get actual in a first game. But once you have that, it's a lot of fun, and you can, you know, do that as long as you want. And with Seven Wonders in particular, the design was very simple. You can see all the cards that everybody has already played. You can see your hand cards, the money, the victory points on the right of the screen that I only realized after playing the second game. And you also see how much money it would cost you to play a card. And you also see, or you're not allowed, if you do not have enough resources, including money, to pay for another card, then the card is red and you can't play it. So I suggest you that, you know, in this case of quarantine, you know, stay at home and organize a virtual board game night and let me know how it went. So I'll also present you soon some of the games that you can try out. And next episode, I got present you the game that me and my girlfriend play a lot. It's called Sentry, and you take the role of a spice trader, which is actually a lot of fun. It's a good economy game, and I really like it. So you can also add me on Twitter. I keep you updated on the episodes and we can exchange about that. I'm new to Twitter and I'm very happy to connect with anybody who's interested in board games. So I wish you a wonderful day. Stay at home and play some board games. See you. One last thing on the way out. So I'm not sponsored in any way by BoardGameArena.com. I've only tried it once. And I do not have any connection or not getting paid to say this. This is just a means for me to organize a virtual board game. And I'm a happy customer that just started 2 days ago. So I hope this clarifies everything. I'm not doing here a promoted campaign. And I hope you have a wonderful day.
This has been the Felix Board Game Show. Just like the games in today's show, this podcast is more fun when your friends play too. Tell a friend about the show and subscribe now so you're the first to hear new episodes packed with fun new games and fun and unique strategies you can't believe you hadn't thought of before on the Felix Board Game Show.